First of all, the idea of Trump getting indicted by the DOJ makes me downright gleeful, right? It's like, oh, happy Pride Month. But apparently it may happen in Miami, where I live. And I'm like, okay, as if we don't have enough crazy down there, now, you know, this could come and I don't know what the reaction would be. But I have to tell you, if we have to put up with protests, if we have to put up with road closings, if we have to put up with whatever, nobody should be above the law. We need to get that done.
Well, thank goodness you're going to be gleeful, Anna Navarro. And in that clip is the problem. Gleeful about indictments, not worried about whether or not there is any there for an indictment. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning, good to be with you. President Trump announced that he had been indicted. It has not yet been unsealed. Seven counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government materials. Yes, he is being indicted for the classified information that he had at his home. He had there at Mar-a-Lago. The information that the federal government knew about and they were working on getting back. That's what he has been indicted on. This is a very odd, twisted thing to happen. It's very odd and it's very twisted because Joe Biden had classified documents. Classified documents at his home. Classified documents at his offices. Classified documents that were part of the papers at University of Delaware. Classified documents everywhere. And what about the classified documents that Mike Pence had at his home in Carmel? So Trump puts out on Truth Social, quote, "The corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted seemingly over the boxes hoax, even though Joe Biden has 1,850 boxes at the University of Delaware, additional boxes in Chinatown, D.C., with even more boxes at the University of Pennsylvania, and documents strewn all over his garage floor where he parks his Corvette, and which is quote-unquote secured by only a garage door that is paper-thin and open much of the time." He's not wrong about that. He also took to making a video.
Haven't seen it either.
Our country is going to hell, and they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax, just like Russia, 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 just like the fake dossier was a hoax. You saw the Durham report. You saw the Mueller report. It was all a big hoax. You had two impeachments, and they lost, and we won. And we had tremendous support. But that was a hoax and a scam. And now they're doing it again. It's just a continuation. 7 years. I'm an innocent.
Now, he also went on to say, "I'm an innocent man." Is he? Well, as I've said on the show before, you can't have classified documents in your possession. And it drives me nuts. Now, we can discuss the overclassification that takes place in the United States. We classify everything under the sun because we just want to keep people from seeing something. That doesn't make something classified. Trump's argument has been, "I'm president of the United States. I can declassify anything I want." It is a compelling argument. Whether you like him or not, I honestly don't care. And if you don't want to accept that the president can declassify something, you're an unserious person. So let's start with a baseline. You're unserious if you think Trump as president can't declassify anything he wants. He can. There's no perfunctory, some little $9 an hour employee somewhere who says, "Well, Mr. President, I'll decide." That's not how any of this works. And so the Trump haters need to grow up. And anybody who says Trump can't should be told to shut up. It is embarrassing to be that ignorant, and you don't have engaging conversations with people who start with that level of ignorance. The president of the United States can declassify anything the president of the United States chooses to declassify. Let's start there. The question is, well, did he? What he had at Mar-a-Lago, did he indeed declassify? Trump wants to make the argument that the actual taking of the boxes is the declassification. It's actually an interesting argument. I do not know if it is legally sound. I haven't seen a case brought up about this. But if Trump having these boxes that the archives knew about, that was locked behind a door, that the lock was put on by the Secret Service, why is this an indictable offense? And yet for Biden and Pence, it's not. Well, the answer, as Andrew McCarthy puts it, is indeed about Pence. It's all about Pence. His argument goes as follows. He writes it in the pages of the National Review, and he wrote it a couple days ago. His argument is that Pence's documents are completely inadvertent. That Pence's documents, when they were discovered, he called the FBI, he called this one, he called that one, he said, go check the whole house. Go on. Check it all. The argument that Andrew McCarthy, former assistant attorney at the Southern District of New York, the argument that he makes is that there was no attempt not to share. The only attempts made were to share. Hey, I have this. Hey, you got to go search for this. Hey, this is open to you. So it is a question of whether or not you were effusive, if you will, in trying to get to the bottom of something. Because Pence had the documents and was so eager to get the feds involved to find them, no one can claim that there was a nefarious intent. And that's exactly how the DOJ took it, so they could then apply it to Joe Biden. No nefarious intent. Now, documents were at his home in Delaware where his drug-addled son had access to them. A drug-addled son who may have accepted a $5 million payment from Burisma. I'll get into that. A drug-addled son who lied on a federal form to purchase a handgun. A drug-addled son, period. But they take the Pence decision at the DOJ, led by the activist Merrick Garland. Thank God he's not on the Supreme Court. And they say, we'll apply that same standard to Biden. But Donald, well, he gave us a little bit of back and forth. He was trying to clearly hide things, thus obstruction. Now you say to me, whoa, 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 Tony. What about Hillary? Didn't Hillary Clinton hide classified documents, hide the server in a bathroom, try and keep things from the federal government? Why in the world would Hillary not be charged for her work back then and Trump is now? Well, look, Trump's a bad guy and we have to do this, I believe, is the answer that the DOJ is now giving here. If you ask me what I think of this indictment, this is twisted. And if you're a believer in the rule of law, you think this is twisted. It's obstruction. He's indicted on obstruction, conspiracy, and illegal retention. Illegal retention is illegal retention no matter who you are. Conspiracy? Obstruction of justice. But the people who are looking at this from the DOJ side and certainly from the mainstream media, they don't care about the law. They're like Anna Navarro. They're just gleeful because they're not interested in the rule of law. They're interested in the rule of them.